get pop filters when I was gone. So you kids have it easy these days.
Yep.
With your pop filters and all this new stuff you're going to be getting. Back in my day, we didn't have that. I could have, any word that started with P sounded weird.
I know. Like it was
like
just
prom.
Prom.
That's right.
Proposal. Like that's it, right. It like every time we'd say there was a word that started with the letter P, it would always like it would crackle on them. And I'd hear that multiple recordings of the All Gas and No Breaks radio show for some reason, and I'm like, wow. And
that's
like,
right. Couldn't say Simon Pagenaud correctly.
Yes, exactly. It was insane. But
this is what America came here to hear. They wanted to just hear all the class of 23 come in here and be like, we didn't have this back in our day. But.
Exactly. So, Mr. Maxwell Gilley, how was your first year of college?
It was great. Had a great time. By the way, it's wild. Like, college starts mid-August, and my last day was Tuesday, so I got home before May. So that was completely different going from school being, like, start of August to end of May for back at Monrovia. But with that part out of the way, no, it was really fun. A lot of great people up there in Muncie. I tried to do as much as I could at Ball State, did ESPN stuff, and called some games. My last one, by the way, it was IU versus Ball State, and I think it's very important to talk about this because it was supposed to be at Victory Field. That game gets rained out. They move it to Ball State the next day in the afternoon. So game starts at 3. I was supposed to be color, but my play-by-play guy dipped out, so I had to do play-by-play all by myself.
Man.
It's my first ever, by the way, baseball broadcast, and well, it ended at the 12th inning in a 7-7 tie after 5 hours because Ball State didn't have lights. So that's how I was able to end my last broadcast of the year at Ball State, but had a great time. I covered everything. We did gymnastics on ESPN.
Oh, gymnastics?
We did field hockey, which, that is a wild sport. Never thought I'd get to cover field hockey.
What is field hockey?
Well, it is... It's hockey on a field. No, but it's similar to soccer because it's like the same length of a soccer field.
They just have pucks and...
It's 11-11. Then they have like a little small baseball-type thing, and then they use their sticks there for field hockey. But
Nice.
This is, like I said, this is what America came for. They want to hear us talk about field hockey. But, so that's just the wild things you get to do when you're covering college sports. Because here I only did basketball, did some football, did a softball game. But at college I did... everything from soccer, softball, baseball, field hockey, basketball. It was really fun. The only thing you couldn't do was football. But
had a
great time there at Muncie. And now I get to be back for a little bit. Going to be doing the whole monster truck announcing thing.
Oh, yeah,
again,
monster truck.
Yeah, no, that, by the way, was something I never thought was going to happen. So that was really fun. That's what I've been up to.
Yeah. We are in the month of May, people.
That's right.
And Mr. Maxwell Gilley, who's your pick to win the Indianapolis 500?
Oh, man, I tell you what. We're doing this already. Okay. you know what? I think I know exactly what we got to do. We got to pick same old, same old. I'm going to pick Takuma Sato.
Takuma Sato.
That's right. That's my pick every single year.
Because
he's going to win again.
There
we go.
Here we go. Here's my pick. Going back to back with Joseph Newgarden.
I was about to say, we need to make sure we establish this. Are you going to pick like 33 different winners like you did during the Indy 500
no.
show?
Okay, well, then, Mr. Easter, you have to pick one. So I picked Joseph Newgarden. I ended it with Joseph Newgarden, and he won. Mr. Ryan Smith is joining us now. What's up, buddy?
What are you guys talking about?
The Indy 500.
Oh, okay. I know a lot about that. So, so you're picking your top racers?
We're picking our driver to win. I picked Joseph Newgarden, who... I called it, and he won last year. I'm expecting him to go back-to-back. It's very hard. Last year I would do that was Elio Castro Neves in 2001, 2002. But if it's not him, I'd love to see Santino Ferrucci win the Indianapolis 500, or Pat O'Ward would be spectacular.
What's his name? RJ Blaney? Is that Ryan Blaney?
That's NASCAR.
Ryan Blaney.
Yes, sir.
NASCAR? That's NASCAR? Okay, I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything I know about this stuff. Like, my dad likes Ryan Blaney. That's all I know.
He's cool.
And my brother Blaine also likes Ryan Blaney.
I wonder why.
I really wonder why.
Why? So, but yeah, glad to have you guys in the studio. It's
that's it. We're just gonna
happy to have you here.
I'm trying to get back to the music.
Your prediction gets to be
I'm trying to get back.
NASCAR driver, not named Kyle Larson.
I'm trying to get back. That'd be pretty awesome. I'm trying to get back to the music. I'd like to thank our underwriters for this hour on hour 28. The Contemporary Club of Indianapolis, BD Athletics, Kumiko Carter, John Easter.
Who's this man?
Was crossed out. I don't know.
Let's maybe not read it then.
Yeah.
This is they're no longer an underwriter for this hour. It could have been previously.
Yeah, I think it's Crystal McKenzie. Yeah, it's Crystal McKenzie. And we are giving away a $25 Half Price Books and More gift card during this hour.
You can get half a book.
Yeah.
Hey, and you can get multiple vinyl records.
That is nothing about their prices. That is entirely about the fact they cut every single one of their books in half. It's a two-part deal. You could probably get about 30 half of a book.
That's right. So 15 books.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Quick math.
Half book prices.
So, during this hour, if you hear of this sound.
Is that you, Max?
Sounds like Max. It sounds like Max. But if you hear,
I have that issue.
But don't call right now. Do not call right now. But if you do hear this sound during one of these upcoming songs, call in and claim your prize. The prize number is 317-988-7475. $225 gift card to Half Price Books and More. But let's get back to some 90s fun with Everlong by the Foo Fighters. This is the WBG 58 Marathon. And that was Blue Clear Sky by King George. Not King George, the king, guys. George Strait. George Strait, just want to clarify that. His nickname, one of the greatest country artists of all time. That song comes from the request line, 317-244-9234. That is, again, 317-244-9234. That song request was from Grandma Nelly, who is also featured in We Didn't Start the Station.
Wait, what?
It's in there.
She's in there?
Well, like, there's a lyric in there about her. You didn't hear that?
I don't think I recognize Grandma. Well, I heard Nelly.
Here we go.
We're
pulling it up.
Get ready. You've heard it like five times. Uh-huh. What about six times?
Yeah, this is.
Are you going to give the director's cut over it?
That's what we're going to do. We're all going to stay on. All right, everyone. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Farting down the halls. Big Nelly going bald. Random rambles. Nelly bringing home a wart. Christmas like a burning.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. I'm not locked in, twin.
Don't worry, twin. You got this.
So, hold on. For Jeremiah's part.
What was the thought process?
I don't know. We just did it.
Okay. You're a terrible director.
So here we go. So Jeremiah came with the lyrics, and then everything.
I don't know the words. He works here, guys.
Yeah, so that's it. That's it. So,
welcome,
but yeah, you are listening to WBG 58 Marathon, and the prize of this hour is a $25 Half Price Books and More gift card. So be on the lookout for that bear sound that sounds like Maxwell Gilley.
Indies Giant 90.9. I'm sitting behind the board. I'm Ryan Smith. Hi. I don't know why they let me sit behind the board. I haven't been behind a mixer in who knows how long, and it's probably dangerous to let me be around electrical equipment in general. But I'm here with Landon Nelson.
Hi, buddy.
And Maxwell Gilley.
What up?
And you're probably in your car or in your home, and you just listened to Dinosaur Jr.'s intro track, Little Fury Things, off of their album, I Don't Know.
What a great name, by the way.
I know, right?
My favorite album.
Good song. I thought it was a 90s song. It's not a 90s song. It is, in fact, from like 87, but they weren't cool yet, so we're just going to say it's a 90s song. Next song is not from the 90s. Next song is a little surprise. We're not going to tell you until I say it. That's from the early 2000s. 2003? Maybe 2004. I'm very good at remembering things.
You're supposed to know this.
I know, right?
Job.
Max, is it surreal to be back in the station?
It is. Yes. And like having you behind the board now, God, it is wild.
This is the new Off the Rails cast.
That's right.
Me, Max, and Landon, who's falling asleep. Just because I think my voice is just so calming.
That's right.
Yes,
it's very soothing, buddy. I'm just tired.
Oh, really? I think he's falling asleep to my That's lavender right. voice. Maybe Max's lavender voice.
I have such a
what?
How dare you? I'm over here. You know what? That's it. I shouldn't have come back.
Yeah.
There we go. I see how it is. Just big. All the haters over here.
Just kidding.
All the haters, as in just Landon.
That's right.
Everyone else loves Max except right. for me and Landon.
Yeah, so the only two people in here, I see how it is.
Landon.
Yes, sir.
Your last show is tonight.
Thanks for reminding me, buddy.
You're welcome for reminding you. And you know why? You're going to do great.
That's Thanks, right.
Man, I appreciate it.
We are going to be supporting
him. We're going to be supporting him. And everyone at home or in their car or wherever a radio is.
Where's it going to be?
What?
Where's it going to be at? Your final performance.
Decatur Central High School.
There you go. Everyone,
at 7 p.m.
Everyone show up.
In the world. Is it free?
No, it costs $8.
What?
Well, okay.
This economy right now make us pay $8.
I'm out. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
It's all good, dude.
We're going to be using all the funding from the marathon to pay to get in.
That's right.
So that'll probably get about like two people in.
That's right.
Where are we at? No, I can't see the board from here.
It's right here.
Oh, it's right in front of me. We're at $3,010.
Okay, America, here's the thing. That's not good enough. You need to do better.
Get those numbers up, Indy.
We need five figures.
Yeah.
Right now, world record.
How money, else are we
money,
gonna
money,
get
money,
in?
Money, 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 money.
There's no other way we're going to be able to get to see Landon's show.
That's right.
Which is exactly what the money's going for, and not
the board.
Not new equipment.
Not anything important.
Or
Nelly, you are so very important to us. We need it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's what.
But yeah, Ryan kicked me all out of the hot seat. So
I did.
It's okay though.
He's an old man. He needs to be able to relive his youth. Now.
I've only got so long.
Exactly.
Okay.
You don't know. And we only have so long till Landon's last show.
That's right.
Stop, dude.
I'm excited.
When's the countdown? When's it at?
Right now.
Come on, give me a performance.
Acapella it.
What do you want me to sing, dude?
I don't know. What's your show?
Yeah, you should know this.
Oh, God. It's not going to go well, Ryan. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Hold on.
Sorry, Mama Nelly. Boy, don't know what he's doing.
I'll just do like the little solo bit. All right. I went to the drive-in, and what did I see? 100 little Betties all staring at me.
Bah, 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 bah.
I was cruising for bam, some loving. And that's,
yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, if you're,
you know what? That's just a taste of what you can get.
I bet people's ears are scarred, but that's okay.
All that and more tonight at Decatur Central.
But here's the more important thing.
But this marathon is tonight, so tune into the marathon.
Exactly.
We'll be live recording it. You'll be able to hear it.
Right? We're giving stuff away.
We are giving stuff away.
What are we giving away?
Oh, I don't know.
Board, I thought.
It's on the paper.
It's on the paper?
Yeah.
Wait, I can't read this.
Yeah, no, they changed it on the paper.
Can I get your mom's reading glasses? I can't see this from here.
Your Paul Dano glasses aren't enough?
I don't have good eyesight.
Here we go.
That's the smallest font I've ever written. I can't read it.
It's a $25 half-price Books & More gift card at the Avon location.
And then do we have underwriters on there?
Yes, we do have underwriters. That's very important. That is very, very important.
I'm a very good host, aren't I?
You are a great host.
BD Dash, Contemporary Club, Indianapolis, BD Athletics, Kumiko Carr, John Easter, and Chris McKenzie.
That's what's up.
That is what's up.
That's right, America.
And America... I don't know how to even state this. The next track you're going to hear is from Death Cab for Cutie. Their hit album just reached 20th anniversary. It's called Transatlanticism. That is the album track. It's called A Lack of Color. And if you know the track, if you're a young guy in his mid-30s, probably now. This is a classic for the emo scene. If you wear skinny jeans and possibly still wear skinny jeans, this is a classic. Heartbreaking. It's powerful. And I really want you to take a a deeper listen. Really look out for anything powerful in it. Powerful with claws. Anyway, Lack of Color, Death Cab for Cutie. Only on Indies Giant 90.9.
On WBTG, Max Gilly here. You know, I'll tell you what, the 11 o'clock hour, it has seen everything. We've had Ryan Smith. Yep, me too, Max Gilly here. But I'm not the only one here. Big Rob.
Yes, cosplaying as Ryan. I'm finally here now. No.
Oh, no. I'm Ryan's finally gone. Here now. Big Rob's here now. And then Big Nelly as well. Do you just have to call me Big Max now, or did I just not count?
No,
Big Max, Big Brother.
You have to be here. a host on game.
I see. You never let me host game. I was undefeated, I thought, for a little bit.
No. You were undefeated for a little bit, and then Owen snatched it.
That's right. Owen stole it from me.
And your Big Brother.
Because there's a bad host.
This year,
not going to name names. Big Nelly. That would be so rude to call out Big Nelly like that for rigging the show against me.
They were scared
of having the Max McGilly effect just continue on and on.
This year we've had
the Jeremiah Pinrod effect the entire year.
Like, no, this entire semester.
You got to do better.
Listen, man.
Trying to break my record.
I'm trying to find more people.
Calling you out right now. How dare you? That's all I'm going to say.
Maxwell Gilly versus Jeremiah Penrod
episode?
That'd be a great episode.
That takes effort.
Hey, we moved it to Fridays right after school talk.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So you might want to at least tune in.
There you go.
Or just come in.
There you go. Got to make sure you tune in. Come. By the way, it's wild. I know. We still have some time. We got a lot of great requests coming on. But, man, I can't believe this is Emerson's last rodeo with School Talk, too. No, that threw me for a loop. And I'm guessing all three of us were producers of School Talk. So let's talk about Emerson a little bit. Man, that just threw, I would think, everyone for a loop.
It threw me for a loop for sure.
I didn't hear about it until, like, a week after. I was like, wait, what?
You're supposed to know these things.
I miss that guy, dude. I am. I love Mr. Emerson Allen. He's a great man.
I don't think I was here the day that he announced that. I think you were producing that day, and I don't even think I was in the building.
I was not even here. He was producing. Think I was out of town or had a responsibility I had to do. It seems like, especially this year, I've had a lot of responsibilities to do, and I haven't really been a part of School Talk as much as I'd like to because of all the activities, responsibilities I'm part of, and it disappoints me because I'm just like I missed out on a lot, and I really look forward to always producing School Talk with Mr. Allen, but it's just life, it's just part of growing up, which is unfortunate, but that's just the way it is, you know. It's a Tupac song, but yeah.
Well, now I want to know.
Okay.
Who's he picking? Who's he picking to take over?
I have no idea.
I guess we're going to have to tune in for that last episode, by the way, that's going to be really fun. But it's just the only fun thing. We've had a lot of fun for the marathon. You guys have been here, okay? I just showed up, and I was like, I want to be here. But you guys have been here, so how's the marathon been for you two?
Rob?
Oh, it's been absolutely great. Yesterday flew by.
Oh yeah,
like I came in for school as normal, and then left somewhere around 10:30. Came back around 11:30. Had to go get food because I'm a hungry, hungry boy.
Oh yeah, he brought the house down, man. He brought a lot of food. So did Jeremiah Penrod. He brought in the Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I drank, good. Like, a whole six-pack of that.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, Rob cranked up on his Mountain Dew. Lord have mercy. So get ready for that. But marathon was pretty fun. School Talk, that was a very interesting episode. Smorgasbord at the beginning, and then our guest arrived.
Like, after the show.
After the show was over, it was still fun.
Hey, listen, Tevin Studdard is a really cool person. Yeah. I've been following him since he went viral for his Long's Donuts
video. Tevin was great. He was a nice guy. But, yeah, that kind of kicked off the marathon. We played our marathon intro, which I took the instrumental bit from Scenes from the Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel. There's like a dramatic piano part of it, and then through my voice on top of the music, and I put Jeremiah Penrod's voice in it when he said, "Oh yeah," like the Kool-Aid man. And so that was pretty hilarious. Programming's been fun. It's been a blast. It really has. And this is my last marathon, which a lot of things are ending today, it seems like. And I'm probably going to get real emotional tonight and just today. I can just feel it. My last Singabration performance at last ever WBDG marathon as a student. I'm not going to have the luxury of just, you know, being on. I mean, I can win prizes, but
that's,
I mean,
right.
It's not finally.
It's just, it's and not, you can you can that, also though. Just pull a Max Gillette and Ryan Smith and just randomly show up
and start running.
You probably
the whole thing.
Will be out of Western Kentucky at that point.
Yeah, that's just, man. I don't know. Life's just moving real fast.
I tell you what, it's an interesting time for both of you because you're now both seniors. But tell you what. I was tuning in all of yesterday, and let me tell you, I just had a great time listening to each and every single one of you. You guys absolutely killed it, but the fun is not over yet. Mm-hmm. We are still rocking here with the WBDG 58 Marathon here on Giant 90.9. And by the way, we actually have had some requests. So the prize number, of course, you're going to want to call that for prize. It's not now, though. You got to wait till noon, which is going to be here before we know it, but if you want to request a song, we're going from the 90s to now. So 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBTG. And then there we go. Got the Big Slammer remix song as well. That was Miss M too. But tell you what, we actually had a request that just came in. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing... It's Dolly Parton right now. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer somehow, Dolly Parton. But it's I Will Always Love You here on WBTG from the request line here for the WBTG Marathon.